It's a football. It's a football.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with the microphone in your hand.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the sensible football podcast, where we know that possession means nothing. But that memo does not seem to have gone to the other teams this week, Vishal. Week we are coming off of a few big results and we'll talk about all of them. But obviously, the center of our attention is going to be the big derby.
Yeah.
And what transpired there, which, like you mentioned before the podcast, was something that we could see coming from a mile away.
Yep, we called it out, but still doesn't make it any easier.
I mean, you could see it coming from the last week, but then even we wanted to be surprised. It did not quite happen. But before we go there, Vishal,
yep,
let's quickly take stock of what's been going on in the Premier League. Weird week for the Premier League, especially for teams numbered 3rd to 6th.
Yeah.
Tottenham Hotspur regaining some lost ground.
Yep.
They should be feeling happy about that.
Yep.
Thumping win at Stoke.
Thanks,
Stoke. Or rather, at home against Stoke.
Yep.
But their challengers had an interesting week.
Yep.
Between them, they could only muster 2 points because Chelsea lost to West Ham. David Moyes working his magic.
The one time he delivered for United, United forgot to deliver. Like, come on.
Speaking of David Moyes delivering for United, Wayne Rooney sort of delivered for United too, because it was Liverpool 1, Everton 1.
Yep.
We'll talk about that match in just a bit. And of course, we had Arsenal luckily escaping with a point from St. Mary's.
Not a hot.
And a point somehow. That was Southampton 1, Arsenal 1.
Yep.
2-1-1 games, Vishal, both of them had similar templates.
Yep.
Teams had a lot of possession,
yep,
but really could not make it count. Teams,
yep,
did not kill off, especially home team Southampton in the Arsenal game.
Yep.
Liverpool in the derby,
yep,
did not kill off chances,
yep,
came back to haunt them.
Yep.
We will just take a little bit of time in trying to understand Klopp's rather bold move, which turned out to be not a very smart move,
yeah,
of resting some of his biggest attackers,
yep,
in a derby game.
Yeah, I think this is one of those things that Klopp is going to sit to himself and think, what do I have to do to make sure that my team doesn't screw up? Because till the 73rd minute, 74th minute, everything was going right according to plan. Liverpool dominating possession, Liverpool having the lead, Everton not having a shot on goal, Everton not creating enough, or Everton not even threatening for that matter, right? And just a long ball in, and suddenly Dejan Lovren decides to make a tackle for a
absolutely
very
out of nowhere.
Situation. Yeah.
Because it did not look,
yeah,
like
the striker was
going
nowhere. He was taking the ball in the other direction and
he was facing the corner,
yeah,
for crying,
yeah,
out loud.
Lovren decides to put his hand up. Yes, the penalty might have been soft. Yes, you can argue if it's a
but
penalty.
But once again,
or
so to bring in the point of the penalty,
yep,
I mean, the large majority of the supporters seem to have this sentiment that, look, I mean, you do not really dispute on the penalty because, you know, it's a 50-50 thing.
Yep.
In fact, if anything, if this were against Liverpool, we would have also wanted the penalty to be given. This,
yep,
is not, this does not sound like an unfair penalty. But
yep,
interestingly, Klopp tended to focus on the penalty decision more than focusing on what his team did.
Because again, Klopp has been on this template for the whole season where he's been looking for excuses all of a sudden. He's not the man who's been, you know, been accountable or holding players accountable, because I'm sorry, but that was pathetic from Lovren to even put Liverpool in a situation where they needed a decision like that. He didn't need to do anything. And
he made two mistakes,
yeah,
in the space of 2 seconds,
yeah,
because he missed the long ball initially.
Yep. And then the penalty tackle. And I'm sorry, but that's exactly who you need to hold accountable. I'm sorry, but Liverpool, there were two players who were below appalling yesterday. One was their captain, Henderson, and two, Lovren. Henderson alone had about 200 passes. Everton together did not have 200 passes, but not one of those passes were made to count. So,
and he took two shots which were utterly abysmal.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry, but Klopp at this point has got to stop making excuses for his team and got to start owning up and calling out crap for crap. and making changes where required, because it's okay that you didn't start Coutinho because your other players did step up to the plate, your attacking players did do the required, but it was also hard to score because Everton had no intention of moving forward, so you've got to give Everton that credit. But
or more specifically, Big Sam.
Big Sam, yeah. So at the end of the day, Klopp has got to start making difficult choices, which is to drop players who are not performing, because there are enough and more players who can step up to the plate and deliver consistently for Liverpool, but it's just Klopp right now making a series of silly decisions which is going to, I think, be the end of him. His loyalty might be the end of Klopp for Liverpool, or
and
his lack of success in Liverpool.
And the sentiment seems to be that somebody like a Jordan Henderson definitely does not deserve the captain's armband, particularly given as to what the captain's armband has represented
yeah.
for this club.
You see, Klopp made a valid point, right? It is unfortunate that he's following up a Steven Gerrard, but what's in his hand is his performances.
It's also a massive
yeah.
opportunity.
Yeah, because whatever said and done, the performances are still in his hand and he's not using it. He does not have any impact in a game, does not make tackles, does not make good passes, makes sideways or backward passes, seems to be shouting out instructions all game, God knows
who. The only man with the wisdom to have seen this coming,
yeah.
ironically now, seems to be Brendan Rodgers.
Yeah, exactly. And the worst part is, as in, now they have a like-to-like comparison. Coutinho, when he was captain midweek in the UEFA Cup, versus Henderson, who was
the
captain.
Champions
yeah.
League.
In the Champions
step up
League.
Now.
I'm sorry, my bad. In the Champions League versus his leadership here, where Coutinho, one, led by example, scored a hat-trick. Two, whenever players were a prime example when Moreno got injured. The way Coutinho walked him off the ground and was talking to him as he walked off the ground was a great, great example of what a good captain does. But at the same time, I don't know what Henderson does. I'm sorry, but you just have replaced Joe Allen with a Henderson. I don't know what they do for your team.
All right. And moving away from Merseyside,
no.
Little further away towards Manchester, where at Old Trafford it was Manchester City 2.
You sure this was at Old Trafford?
Manchester United 1. Yes, it's a question that can be asked for somebody who did not know where the game was happening, if they were relayed as to what was happening in the game. Because Vishal, we have discussed this at length when we previewed the derby,
yep.
that this is exactly what you had feared.
Yep.
You mentioned this multiple times during the week. You mentioned it before kickoff. You mentioned it after having seen the team sheet.
Yep.
And then that's exactly how it played out.
Yep.
And one of the worst things about football is sometimes when it plays out exactly as you want it to, because you're
exactly
really hoping to be surprised.
I'm sorry, but we're just couch experts, right? We sit, we watch the game, we analyze it from the couch, but there's a manager there who's paid millions of dollars. There are a bunch of players there who have played millions to get out and perform. But to see the performance and to see that we predicted this almost 8 to 9 days back, saying Man United are going to park the bus at home against Man City, and you cannot afford to park the bus against Man City, because let's be thankful that it was 2-1 yesterday. If Man City were half as clinical as they should have been, this would have been a thrashing. Let's be clear, let's be honest. And United's goal was also a gift from Man City. It was nothing else. It was a defensive error from Manchester City.
Which is interesting again, because Jose Mourinho in the post-match seemed to be again harping on issues such as refereeing, seems to be harping on issues such as luck. According to him, the goals were very lucky for you, Manchester City.
Yeah.
Which is something I'm sure you disagree with.
Yeah, how is it lucky if your players are making the mistake? I'm sorry, but you made amateur mistakes, which is why they got 2 goals. That is not luck, that is amateur football. Last week we were pulling out Arsenal for the same mistakes. Why didn't anybody call that luck or bad luck or anything of that sort? It's simple, you make mistakes, a team like Manchester City are going to punish you, and that's exactly what happened. They had 2 solid chances and 2 goals. And that's all you needed to know, that's all needed to happen. And I think Manchester City outthought and outplayed Man United left, right and centre.
And again, it's another case of Pep Guardiola bringing his masterclass.
Yep, absolutely.
And absolutely schooling Mourinho.
Yep. And imagine, he took off a centre half at half time and brought in a Gundogan. Why? Because there was a Lingard who was trying to man mark De Bruyne. He suddenly brought in another playmaker. Suddenly United did not know what to do. And that's exactly it. It is pure tactical masterclass.
Yes. And yesterday was a case of where De Bruyne was having a relatively low-key game.
Yeah, he definitely did. And David Silva stepped up. Gundogan came on in the second half and stepped up. I think Fernandinho was was world class yesterday, and I'm not sure I can say that about any one player about United who played yesterday. I don't think there was one player who did justice to their skill, their talent, or their even Rashford scored a goal, but that pretty much his only contribution in the field in the game. Martial didn't do his bit at all. I'm sorry, but the whole 11 just did not turn up. The whole 11 looked clueless and outplayed, and for Christ's sake, you are fighting for the championship. That's not how you perform when you want to win the championship.
And now with that 11-point gap, it more or less seems
deservingly so, yes.
Almost unsurpassable. So to kind of wrap up, Vishal, because we are sort of out of time here,
yep.
Which is only good for Manchester United, because I'm sure your rant could have gone.
I can go on.
Good words. But where do Man United go from here? Because they have other things to consider. It's not just a question of what's happening in the league. Of course, there is the...
Yep.
There is the Champions League too.
At one point when your opponents start seeing through you and expecting what you're going to do, you need to change. Yes, I get Pogba was not there, but I'm sorry, but to not have an alternative to Pogba and to not have a midfield in a game is shocking. As in, I'm sorry, Herrera won the player of the game of the year last season, but that's because we were simply shitty last season. Let's be clear here, his contribution was appalling. SPA's contribution has been appalling for quite some time because he does not seem to add any significant value to the midfield, because Matic is doing what he's supposed to do. Matic is doing the cleanup job. So I do not know where Mourinho definitely needs to bring in a reinforcement, because every time Pogba seems to go to the team, we seem to lose all track and all idea of how to move forward. And poor Lukaku does look like a lonely figure up there, because while he is out of form, he's not getting any assistance from his teammates to even get back into form. So I don't know. I think the manager needs to step up and figure this out, because it's not our job.
And as a closing thought, this loss does mean that the gap between United and the chasing peloton remains just as thin.
Yep.
And they could be knocked out of their second spot as
yep.
well. I mean, forget about the top of the table.
Yep.
Which becomes another threat.
So
especially now in the festive condition.
It is, but I think the only relief factor for all of us is this is Manchester City versus the rest of us. Well, the rest of them seem to be on a similar plane, where United will still get away with a performance like this against most other clubs, but not against Manchester City. So it will be interesting. So I would still count them to play better and get better results against Chelsea, against Arsenal, against Liverpool. But Manchester City will be absolutely devastating, like we called out, and that's exactly what what happened.
Incidentally, United will play Liverpool.
Yep.
Right after that midweek second round Champions League game that
yeah.
Liverpool have at Porto. Luckily for United, their midweek game will be the next round.
Yeah.
So could afford them some advantage there, and we will of course be keeping an eye on Manchester City
yeah.
and whether they will actually ever lose in this championship this season. Currently they seem to be absolutely unstoppable.
Yeah.
So that's the time we have for in this week's podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at SenseSoccer. You can follow us on Audioboom on our channel, that is audioboom.com/soccer-sense, or you can subscribe to us on iTunes, Pocket Cast, or any other podcasting platform that you use. Search for us under Soccer Sense, and that's about that. This is Tariq signing off along with
pray for somebody else.
Still
pray.
Angry Bichan. See you guys next week.